ZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:30. I'm Brent Helen. We've got areas of dense fog, otherwise clear, currently sitting at 45 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The nonprofit Social Advocates for Youth has turned to slashing jobs in a desperate attempt to stay afloat financially. The organization announced earlier this year that they needed to raise $1 million to stay open and mounted a campaign. Now, it is not known exactly how much they raised. According to the Press Democrat, about 10 employees, including the chief of operations, have been let go. At its peak, SAY had over 300 employees. They are now down to around 60. The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors has voted to temporarily extend a ban on removing 31 species of native trees for at least 4 months. The move gives them more time to adopt permanent rules around which trees can be cut down and what mitigation measures apply when they are. The ban applies to unincorporated areas of the county and does allow for exceptions. The measure will be addressed again at the end of May. The man killed last Saturday afternoon when he lost control of his vehicle that had flipped on Highway 101 has been identified. 74-year-old Thomas Wayne Powell of Cotati rolled his SUV near Hamilton Parkway in Novato. He was the only person inside of the vehicle at the time of the crash. A ground stoppage at SFO yesterday meant massive delays and backed up flights across the country. Due to runway construction and bad weather, the FAA put a halt on flights starting around 9 a.m. It mainly impacted flights by United, SkyWest, and Alaska Airlines, and flights from Southern California and Las Vegas. 92 flights were delayed and 46 more were canceled. SFO says travelers should anticipate delays due to construction for the next 5 months. TikTok is laying off dozens of workers in its advertising and sales unit, becoming the latest tech company to trim jobs in the new year. A spokesperson for the company confirmed Tuesday that the social media platform is cutting 60 positions. The layoffs follow other job cuts at major tech companies this year. Discord and Amazon-owned Twitch have laid off hundreds of workers this month. Google and Amazon also have cut jobs. State Senator Scott Wiener is proposing a new law that would require cars to have a speed limiter to help curb traffic injuries and fatalities. Wiener's proposed legislation would require new vehicles sold in the state to include technology that would prevent drivers from going more than 10 miles an hour over any posted speed limit. Some car companies like Volvo and General Motors already offer customers an option that's usually marketed to parents of teenagers, allowing them to limit the vehicle speed. If it were to become law and signed by the governor, it would take effect in 2027. So you still have plenty of time to buy cars without that limiter in it. Time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County, and we continue to look pretty good. No stalls, accidents, or delays. Again, there are pockets of fog out there, so you might want to slow down just a bit. Our KZST news time is now 6:33.
Got prints? Old prints? Really old prints? How many? Just a few? Or boxes and boxes? Now is the time to get everything archived because Shutterbug is offering 20% off print scanning services through January 31st. View, share, and enjoy those vintage images from family vacations and celebrations again. Shutterbug can help. Shutterbug can scan your prints and images can be cropped, color corrected, and even restored. Shutterbug will return the originals with a digital copy of all your images, saved to a DVD or USB. Shutterbug is local and does all print scanning on-site, so your originals never leave the store. No need for you to ship them off somewhere and cross your fingers they return to you. Through January 31st, Shutterbug is offering 20% off print scanning. Imagine having all those digitized vintage photos at your fingertips to use for gifts, birthdays, retirements, and family reunions. 20% off print scanning this month only. Shutterbug Camera Shop on Santa Rosa Avenue.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill. Clip your weekly member deal online to get large packs of 3 or more pounds of Raley's 80% lean fresh ground beef for $2.97 a pound, limit 2 packs. Not a something extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, fans have rallied to support Buffalo Bills kicker Tyler Bass by donating more than $260,000 to the Buffalo area's 10 Lives Club Cat Shelter. after he missed a game-tying 44-yard field goal attempt against Kansas City last Sunday. Bass has two cats and first teamed with 10 lives as part of an anti-animal cruelty campaign 2 years ago. Your forecast. We do have pockets of dense fog, otherwise mainly sunny for today with low 60s. Tonight, clear early, but more fog forms overnight, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, we go with increasing clouds through the day. There's a chance of showers tomorrow night into early Saturday morning, but we will get clearing for Saturday afternoon. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Today is National Irish Coffee Day. The coffee, whiskey, sugar, and whipped cream invention was apparently crafted first in 1943 in Limerick, Ireland. It came to the United States in 1952 to the Buena Vista Hotel in San Francisco. The question is, can you ever stop at just one? Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brent Allen.
First night, all I think about is you. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
Usually I put something on TV, so we never think about you and me. But today I see our reflections clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen.
You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. It's gone, now the night is come. But
sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He waves been faking me.
Something so loving, but now I gotta let you go. You'll be better off in someone new. I don't wanna be alone. You know it hurts me too. You look so broken when you cry. One more and then I say goodbye.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He waves been faking me.
Sleep and smile so comfortable. I just wish that I could give you that look that's perfectly unsaid.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. He always been faking me out.
County's KZST. It is 639, 44 degrees in Santa Rosa, a mix of sun and clouds today around the county. My name's Debbie Abrams, and coming up on the show, big news from Graton Resort and Casino, the debut of a new restaurant. I will have details on that. More Oscar snubs to gossip about in the Daily Dish at 710. And we will hear from the Roner Park bartender who's competing in a national competition called Bar Boss. Johnny Radford works behind the bar at a local hotel. That interview coming up at 8:40. All that and more right here on KZST.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways. I don't want to last. You're the kind of person and making out once. Love them and leave them fast.
KZST, and got to pass this along if you are a fan of comedian Lewis Black. He is bringing his final tour to Sonoma County. He'll be on stage at the LBC on Sunday. The 75-year-old is retiring, and here's a fun fact. His first Grammy nomination came for a 2006 album recorded in Santa Rosa called the Luther Burbank Performing Arts Center Blues. It did not win the Grammy.
Same mistakes that you did. I will not let myself cause my heart so much misery. I will not break the way you did. You fell so hard. I've learned the hard way to never.
Because of you, I find it hard to trust not only me, but everyone around me. Because of you. KZST.
Tuning in to Sonoma County's KZST. Good morning.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-600-9595. That's 800-600-9595. 800-600-9595.
According to Manpower, the 10 most difficult positions to recruit for in the country are machinists, administrative assistants, teachers, management, IT, accounting and finance, drivers, engineers, salespeople, and skilled tradespeople. The great ones are out there, but chances are they're employed. Recruiting with radio allows you to talk directly to the people that are working, just like a headhunter, as well as to those who are looking. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free, and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
The Lodge at Pina Road. The Lodge at Pina Road is Santa Rosa's newest assisted living and memory care community. My name is Paul Peck, Director of Resident Development at the Lodge at Pina Road, with some exciting news. We are now open. Come see what the most state-of-the-art senior living community in Sonoma County looks like. Please visit our website, PinaRoadSeniorLiving.com, to schedule your personalized tour today. PinaRoadSeniorLiving.com.
License number 496-804-112.
It is 6:53, 44 degrees in Santa Rosa. Welcome to your Thursday, and up next,
here's another Doing Good in Our Community shout-out from Debbie and Brent in the Morning on KZST.
Well, goes to all the generous attendees, volunteers, and State Senator Mike McGuire for participating in last week's Hawaiian-themed crab fundraiser for the Russian River Rotary Club. They raised over $80,000. And by the way, I understand Senator McGuire, who did their live auction, wore a big old pair of pineapple party sunglasses.
If you wanna run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life. Glitter in the sky, glitter in my eyes, shining just the way you like. If you're feeling like you need a little bit of company, you met me at the perfect time. You want me, I want you, baby. My sugar boo, I'm levitating.
All night, come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
KZST. Well, it makes some sun and clouds on the way around Sonoma County today. Low 60s. Rain is back. Lots of it next week. And tonight, the first full moon of the year. News is next.
May the good Lord be with you down.